Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, are we real estate sheep?
I hope not. I know we're not.
Do we just sit around and watch the news and let them tell us what to do? Let them tell us when we can go back to work, or let them tell us when, what prices we can buy. Do we let real estate agents control our deals? Why is this any different? Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. I'm going to enjoy this.
See the inside of my lip? I was bleeding a little bit there. I was holding back. Just kidding.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Okay. Brandon, probably the same Brandon, wrote, I finally got my first property through title and escrow, title/escrow. I priced it at about 70% of the market, $20,000, and the market is $30,000-ish. Just wondering how long people wait on moving the price down to sell faster. Okay, all right. He's bought it. He put it up for sale. Okay, now we got it. He put it up for sale at 70% of market value out there. Good deal. So everything else is selling around $30,000. Brandon sold, priced his land property at $20,000. This all sounds good. So now he's going, how long do I wait till I mark it down? Not too fast. Hold on. I currently advertised on LandPin, Zillow, Craigslist, Instagram Boost, Facebook groups, and Facebook Post Boost. I am getting interest, but nothing to even get excited about. One person visited the site, and that was the best prospect. $18,000 is my double profit line, so we bought it for $9,000. Because I made a mistake and underestimated the closing costs, should have been closer to $16,000 or $17,000. No problem.
You didn't make a mistake.
No, yeah. I just want to make sure I get out sooner than later, and I don't want to get caught with this property during a full real estate downturn. Thank you. Well, first of all, don't mark it down too fast, because we've all talked to people or had these situations where, you know, but especially on our member calls, it comes up like, man, I just sold to the guy on Saturday, and then on Monday, I had a full price offer. I had two of them or something like that. It's like, yeah, that happens. Don't worry about it. Move on. It's okay. And then also, I question, sometimes if you price it too low, that often triggers some things where people are going to go, why is it so low? Even though you and I know it's just as good at that $30,000 property, but I priced mine for $18,000. They're going to go, why is that $12,000 less than everything else? What's wrong with it? So you don't want to send that message. The best thing you can do is just reach and reach and reach. And now it should be even easier, which is great. Because the number of people that are online today versus 6 weeks ago is what, 60% more? That's a lot of people.
Here's what to remember. During these times, this is for houses and for land and for people who own manufacturing companies and just about anybody who's successful. These downturns, people want bargains. They're looking for bargains. So if you present your property like it's a bargain, and it's maybe a bargain caused by this virus or whatever else, it's, you know, recession du jour. I don't care what causes it next time or whatever. Last time, the housing market caused the housing market, the recession actually. Which is really interesting, because the housing market is a result of a healthcare problem worldwide now. Last time, the housing market caused the real estate recession. And so it's very different. Anyway, that's a different show. If you, Brandon, post your property and the title says, this is a super special price because we're in a super special situation, you will sell it. That's your new market. Your market is, there are people, very wealthy people, cash wealthy, mm-hmm. that are waiting to buy manufacturing companies right now at half price, houses at half price, huge pieces of land. If they perceive that it's half price, all you got to do is buy it cheaper and sell mm-hmm. it to them. You should find a small little group of people wherever market you're in and sell property to them, because here's what they don't know, and you know, how to send out mail and how to buy real estate. For whatever reason, I can say this with huge confidence. I'm qualified to say it, and I'll never understand it. Very wealthy people who have a lot of money to spend on devalued assets are so lazy and unwilling to learn how to send out mail. And they're unwilling to hire somebody like a Land Academy or House Academy member or people like us to do it for them. They just want to be, they want the deal dumped in their lap, and they want to feel like it's a lot cheaper than they could have got it 4 months ago. We'll be having this episode 2 years from now, and we're going to be saying, wow, it's even cheaper than it was last month.
Yep.
So you're doing everything right. Don't give in. What I would do, and this is for you, Brandon, and everybody, is find a small little group of people that have hordes of money in your market. They probably already own a lot of real estate. So they're in, they've owned a set of LLCs or one or two LLCs. They already own houses or land in this area that you're working. They're going to buy your property.
Perfect. Thank you.
Today's topic, are we real estate sheep? This is the meat of the show. If people tell you what to do, do you run your life based on the news events? No. You're a Land Academy member. You never have. Do you listen to your wife? No. You do what you
need to do. I was waiting for that one too. That's what I was waiting for. Oh, yes, sweetheart. What would you like me to do next?
Do you listen to me? Never.
Hell no.
This, we're not sheep here.
Nope.
A few weeks from now, or a month, maybe, hopefully less, we're going to wake up in the morning and someone on the TV is going to say, oh, I think it's over. You can go out and, you can't. You can go to the beach today. We're going to let you go to the beach today. We're not going to let you go to the restaurants yet.
Right.
And then a week later, you can only go to these restaurants, not these restaurants.
Right. You can sit two tables apart and then one table apart and then
whatever. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
People can't tell me to do stuff like that. Yeah. So am I going to go out and get arrested? No. But I'm just saying there's an element of this that there Jill and I have tons of stories when this whole thing started about people telling us, you guys are not standing 6 feet apart. You know, who said 6 feet's good?
By the way,
why isn't it 5 feet?
I agree. I got to say.
Why isn't it 12 feet?
I personally have issues with, come on, are we really going to go out there and swim out and try to get the surfers in Malibu? Because they're too close together accidentally. Trust me, they're not trying to be on top of each other if something happens.
Are we sheep?
Nuts. Anyway.
We're not sheep.
Right.
You wouldn't be listening to the show or interested in buying and selling real estate or already doing it successfully if you were sheep. You do the same thing that you do with your boss. You listen to what the idiot says. You do half of it. You make it look like you're a superstar. And then, you know, under your breath into your coworkers, just say, what a freaking idiot that guy is. It's the same thing that's going on now. They told us.
I don't
do
that.
No, when we had jobs.
No,
question everything is what I'm saying. And half of this is probably true. Maybe less than half. Make sure that you win, though. You're not sheep. You have to win, just like we have to win. Buy real estate super cheap and resell it. Use this to your advantage.
I have a question. Well, that's beautiful, Stephen. But I was thinking this is what I thought the topic was going to be, about real estate sheep. Like letting the market tell us what we should buy and sell at. That's where I was wondering you were going with that.
I would love for you to parlay it into that. That's great.
Well, that's what I want to know, because that's not what we do. And a lot of people follow that stuff, and I think they're nuts. And I hope that they look at things differently now and question everything. I still go by, the bottom line is, the property's worth what someone's willing to pay. I don't care what an assessor says or the real estate agent.
What's your reaction, you listener, watcher, when an escrow agent says, oh good, we just opened escrow, I need these following documents from you. I see you have an LLC, here's a list of stuff that I need. I need your articles of incorporation, I need a letter of good standing, I need a note from your mom, and I need a piece of your favorite pair of jeans. What do you say? You know, this is a rated G show, so I can't make the hand gesture that I typically make during the live events and on the Thursday calls. No, what you say is, excuse me, 800-year-old escrow agent, you must be over the age of 90, because this is just not how you do a real estate deal anymore. And by the way, I'm sure that you're asking me for this stuff, you're going to prorate the taxes wrong, because the last 42 people before you did it wrong too. No, you go get another, you question everything. You're not a sheep. You're not going to let some escrow agent tell you what to do and what documents you need or don't need. Same thing with real estate agents. The real estate agent will sabotage a deal faster than anybody possible if you let them. They're going to make you sign it. An inch worth of documents that are have nothing to do with your real estate deal because you don't have a lender. You don't have, you know, it's your rules, not their rules. Am I ranting too much here?
No, no, no. I was writing down the bleep time so you don't have to go back. Oh. This is helping you out.
I think I'll cut it together.
Okay.
So,
that was funny.
You know, this is a rant because they can't tell us what to do. They can't tell us that a virus is going to stop us from doing anything. So yeah, are we all staying at home? Okay, great. You know, unfortunately for us, the people that are listening to this, we're not going to be clobbered over the head like we do. They're not telling us that we can't make money, because that's really what they're telling most of the world. Most of the world who have to go to a location to work, you know, that if this is very, I feel for them. They're being told they can't make money. Right. That's the most emasculating thing for a man that there ever was, is to be told by somebody on a TV that they can't provide for their family. It's terrible. Don't be sheep. We're not sheep.
I'm letting this be your show. You have a lot to say. And
it's just
good.
It really makes me angry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not lack of compassion for people who contract this thing and ultimately, you know, it causes a mortal damage. It's not lack of compassion there. I do have a lot of compassion for that. But I really wonder how far off by the end of this thing is, the regular flu numbers are going to be from just the data.
Yeah.
How far off it's going to be. So, you know, I hope it doesn't get completely out of control and there's zombies. I hope that doesn't happen. But I just think that it's really causing a lot more damage than it could. And, you know, well, here's the truth. I also think the politicians are in a bad spot. I don't care if you're right or left. I don't care about right or left at all. Any politician is in a tough spot. They're looking at themselves in the mirror saying, I don't necessarily believe that we need to shut the world down economically, but I have a choice here as a politician. I can stand up and say, we're not going to do it. But it's political suicide. That's the end of their career. Because it's no matter how you slice it, there's lack of compassion. It comes off as you just don't care. You care about money more than people.
When making sure they can put food on the table is caring about people.
I agree, Jill. I mean, Jill and I are in this. She's letting me dig my grave here.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, we're pretty much on the same page about this.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is this.
Question everything. I like it.
Question
you
everything.
Leave it at that.
Don't be sheep. Mm-hmm. You know, question real estate agents. Question all of it. Question lenders. You know, we're in a very unique situation because I keep reading, and I've never been in a situation where lenders are going to stop lending. You know, that happened a little bit last time, not like this.
I think
unemployment's
at
30%.
Here's what I think. For my ending thing, I think the cream is going to rise to the top. The number of people that are now out of work and unemployed and looking for work, I'll tell you right now, we've actually hired a few positions, and you better, I got some rock stars, and they're showing up. It's really only the good people that show up and are trying to do this, and that's who I want. So I'm kind of excited about how this is shaking things up a little bit. You know, I'm really sad for I don't want any business to not make it, but if you, how do I not be, I'm trying to really be nice about this.
We all, I've always said this and I always will, there's no real environment that I'm aware of where less choices are better. The more choices you have about everything, it's not a right or left thing, I don't care. The more choices we have, the better. And right now, they're taking a lot of choices away.
Right.
They're taking a lot of our choices away. We're very lucky. The people who are listening and watching to this, the vast majority, I'm sure, are lucky because we have already set down the path of making our own lives and chose to be responsible for ourselves and push out things like real estate agents and things, people that you don't need, or bosses, or, you know, paychecks. We've already made a choice to do that, so we're going to survive this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of people that can't and won't, and it's not, they're not bad or good. It's just they don't have a choice, and that's not good.
Happy you could join us today. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free. Whoops, excuse me. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are over on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That wasn't too much. Think it was too much?
Well, the ratings will tell. I'm just kidding.
Everyone, no, I don't think you are. I mean, everybody's got a lot to say about this. Plus, everybody's cooped up.
We're all on edge. And you know what? Honestly, I want to hear everyone's opinion. I really do. Whether or not, I hope everybody just starts saying what they feel more often. And I think this is good with the, you know, don't be sheep kind of thing. It doesn't matter if I agree with it or not. You're entitled to your opinion.
That's right.
And that's it.
Don't let anybody push you around.
Exactly. We should all respect each other and work together and move forward together.
Just because you're saying it on TV doesn't mean it's real.
Mm-hmm. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.